Hello, Grizzly patrons, and happy Saturday to you. I hope that you are having a nice weekend so far. It's getting mighty cold here in the Netherlands. The temperatures are going to drop below freezing, obviously in degrees Celsius, tonight and tomorrow night. So I wonder if we'll have snow. We didn't have any snow over the Christmas period or any time up to now. So it might. If it does, I'll show you. So today, I've actually recovered from trial bubbles. If you are new here and you don't know what the heck I'm saying, bubbles is a word for hangover in South Africa. So as you know, I don't drink alcohol, so I don't mean a hangover. I mean trial hangover. When I say trial bubbles, I mean that exhaustion one feels from watching a trial, you know, for many days in a row. It's pretty intense, especially if you watch all of it, right? And we're all there, glued to the screen, together. We've watched 3 days in a row now of the Teresa Black trial. And there might be another 3 days or so coming up. So I thought I'm going to be, you know, completely exhausted today and resting. But if you know me at all, if you've been here for a while, you know, I just need a nap and then I'm good to go again. Give me a nap. Give me a coffee. Let's go. I've got too much to talk about. Okay, so I've got a live stream coming up today. It is a crazy story. It's a Houston rapper called Viper who's been arrested, but only now. But yet police were called to his house in April of last year. Because neighbors were reporting, and the victim had also herself tried to reach out to 911. And so they went there, but they couldn't find her initially. So allegedly, this guy, this rapper, Viper, kidnapped a woman 4 to 5 years ago. And she was apparently pregnant at the time. So police don't know if she ever had the baby. Then I've seen reports of neighbors saying they saw a pregnant woman trying to crawl out the window. But he's always grabbed her and caught her and put her back in the house. Okay. And so she was pregnant again. Now, they don't know what happened to that baby either, as an example. I don't know what that timeline was or when it was, but they don't know what happened to any of the children she may have had. They don't know where she is right now. This is a crazy story. And he's only just been arrested. He's being held on a $100,000 bond, which doesn't sound like a lot to me because he could actually bail out. If he's a rapper, if he's got lots of money or savings or friends with money, I mean, he'll just be out. But they said he will have to wear an ankle monitor and he may not contact the victim. Interesting, interesting. So let's chat about it. I don't have documents yet. That hasn't been released yet from what I can tell. I mean, I can see some of the media citing documents, but it doesn't seem like it's available on the court system yet. So, wow, I'm just going to keep my eye on this case because it sounds really scary. And how do we know this is his only victim? This guy's 52 years old. What else has he done? And then if you read on Reddit, which you've got to take with a grain of salt, then, you know, they say, well, this guy's been weird with women for a long time. He's got some very odd beliefs. He wears like shapewear and he calls it, I can't remember what, we'll look at that later. And it's just a wild story. I'm kind of concerned, kind of, that's an understatement. I'm very concerned about what this guy's done. How many victims does he have? What is going on here? And where is this victim? It's kind of like a manhunt, but the other way around. You know what I mean? Like, where's the victim? You know, is she alive? Is she okay? Where'd she go? Sure. Okay. So I hope to see you there. I'm actually quickly going to pop off to the gym, believe it or not. Yes, it's a very productive day. I did not manage to go yesterday or the day before. Normally, Mr. Grizzly and I go at 5 a.m. because it's the quietest. It's nice. We get it done first thing. So we wake up early. Well, we wake up at 5 and then we get ready, go to gym, and then we go there for like half an hour to 45 minutes or so and then come back. Then we nap, which is so nice. It's like the best feeling ever. Go to gym early, get it done, come back, nap, okay? And then it's work time. So I did not manage to go after this trial. No way. I finished the trial and the timestamps and everything at around 1 o'clock in the morning. And then I'm so tired, which is my word for wired and tired, that I can't get to sleep by like 3 a.m. So there's no way I could get up at 5. So I'm going to go today. And that's pretty much the plan. I've just been looking at cases, I've been napping, looking at cases, you know, drinking like a green smoothie thing, gym time, and then I'll see you later, okay, for the live stream. And then I think I might have a YouTube members only stream after that. I've still got so much snark about Gypsy Rose, especially with the recent, you know, interviews, things she's saying, things the husband's saying, just all kinds of things. I mean, she literally said, and hey, okay, trigger warning, or I don't know what, adult content. She literally was like, that dick is fire. She said that D is fire, but like, oh no, 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 no. Don't post that on social media. I'm just like, oh man. Oh no, no, no. So I don't know. We could talk about that a little bit and a few other things. and maybe a little bit of Sarah Boone and all that. So don't worry if you are not a YouTube member. I, as you know, much, much prefer Patreon supporters because Patreon is a much better source of support. So thank you so, so much for being here. You have no idea how much it means to me. And you will get all the YouTube members' replays. As soon as it's processed, I put it here, okay? So you won't miss out. You might not be there for the live chat, but most members aren't. You know what I mean? Most members can't just make the live chats at the times that I do them. So don't feel like you're missing out. You're going to get the live stream replay anyway. You'll see everything I said and everything we discussed and all the snark, okay? And then I will see you. Okay, so I'll see you later. It's time for Jim. Bye.